Amen. Praise God. All right. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. This is Apostle Paul speaking, and it gives us a good advice. Amen. You seem not to be too much happy this morning. Maybe you need another story. Amen. So, you don't like my shoes, you don't like my story. Well, how am I going to keep you happy this morning? Amen. There's a lot of people who miss it. Don't worry, they are holiday. Amen. They'll come back. Amen. Praise God. But the Apostle Paul gave us a word this morning for us to put into consideration. He said, my dear brothers and sisters, do not count myself in the things which are behind. But I reaching toward the things that are ahead. I press into the goal for the prize up and call into God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's talk about the new year this morning. Glory be to God. How many of you wanted to be blessed this new year? Well, it's only a few. Does anybody want to get married this year? They're coming, huh? Is it? Show me with your hands. Yeah, I see your hands. I see your hands. I see your hands. Amen. Praise God. I want you, all the one of you lifting your hands to come right here. I want to pray for you because this is a successful year and blessing year. Can you come for me? I just want to pray for you. I don't do anything wrong. You lift your hands so that you want to get married. Come on. Let God to know that you want to get married. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is anybody else want to get married? Huh? Is only this couple of here? Come on, put your hands up. If you want to get married, you know, boys, the girls don't come to you to ask you. You left it gone to ask the girls. Amen. So she won't come to you. You left it gone. You lift your hands once again. I saw some other hands and they put it there straight away. Amen. Come on, Bernard, come closer to me. Come on, come on, come on. I can see that. Come on, come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come around here. Come around here. So we want to pray for you. Girls, looky who is here. Come on. Looky, looky this side. Is anybody else want to get married? Huh? You don't? Well, whatever you possess, that's what you're going to get. Amen. Glory be to God. Is somebody this side want to get married? No? Abigail, what's the matter with you? Come on, there are boys looking for you around. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where is Sam? Sam is not here this morning. Come on. Come on, Sammy. Come here. I know what is on your heart. Come on. Come on. Come on. We want to pray for you. Amen. We're talking about getting married. It's a blessing. Amen. If you're already married and you got your wife with you, squeeze your hands. They say, I love you more, darling. Come on, you say that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, well, marriage is a blessing. It's come from God. Amen. If you want a good wife, I come to church and looking for, don't go to the nightclub. It's not really good things over there. Amen. One day, one man told me, Pastor, he said, I have a beautiful wife. I said, where did you find it? On the church. That's true. Amen. Praise God. Can you stand with me to pray for these lovely people? Amen. Mirella, you don't want to get married, eh? You don't want to get married. Thank you, Jesus. Can you come a little closer? I want to pray for you. Amen. Look at these two beautiful couple here. They're already going to say, well, come on, hurry up. We're going to get married as quick as possible. Bruce, amen. Is this year coming? Is it going to be blessed today? You have the most beautiful girl in the world. Amen. You can't go wrong. Amen. Yeah. Look at the beautiful girl. Amen. This year is going to be really blessed. Amen. And look at Bernard. There's a Lord. She's coming. She's coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Can we pray together? Can I invite you to pray for these great brothers and sisters? Father, I come before you this morning, Lord. We pray that you are the one, Lord Jesus. You can embrace, Lord. You can make a strong wedding, Lord Jesus. You provide, Lord. You will touch them. You will bless them. We want a year of a successful blessing in our life. It's a year we can say thank you, Lord. And the one that get married this year, Lord, coming, you surround them with a blessing. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be invited to the wedding, Lord. That you be in charge of that wedding, Lord Jesus. And making a great success in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Everybody said amen. And boys, look who is around here. Amen. That is a sign for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Apostle Paul said, brothers and sisters, I do not count on the old things. I am looking further at the things in front of me for the glory that God gave us to Jesus. I wanted to show you three very important things. They're very successful for everyone who believes that God gave us a wisdom to make any a better year, amen. A blessed year, a victorious year, a glorious year. It's up to you, amen. Is God giving you 365 days this year coming? You can use as a blessing or you can waste it, amen. You can waste it, I'm telling you. So I wanted to, don't take long this morning because I want to leave a little bit for next Sunday. So just as you come back next Sunday, I will preach a beautiful message. You know, a little bit better than this one. Amen. So next Sunday, they really empower the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, even this morning is a good message. Don't you think it's good? Amen. God is a blessing. Amen. Show me with your hands if you're happy. Not too bad. 30% like me. 40, 50% or 60% don't like me. Anyway. If you don't like me, I will pray for you. Amen. God give us three very important things in our life. Remember what I said. They give us the whole entire new year. It started from not tomorrow, but the next day after. 365 days. It's up to you to make these 360 days a blessed life. Amen. I usually pray for my wife and for my kids on the beginning of the year. Say, Lord, this year, bless them and multiply them. Give them a blessing and make them to look after me better. Amen. That's what I say. Because I know they buy me shoes. They buy me clothes. They cook a nice meal for me. And they can feed it back well. So I can still eat jumping around. Amen. So I pray that way, you know, I just say, Lord, give my wife a more strength, more blessing. She can wash for me, she can cook for me, and she can do a lot of things for me, amen. But, amen, praise God. I can do things for her too, you know, I can do a lot of good things. I do it, amen. I do it, you know, I like her. She's my beautiful lady, amen. I like my daughter. I even painted her door on the house, amen. I wish my wife a car, you know. I take it to the shop and they wish it for me, and I have a cappuccino when they wish the car. Amen. My wife was whinging. The car is very dirty. So I'm going for a coffee. Amen. I come back with the car nice and washy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. No, that's enough with the joking this morning. Amen. Praise God. Let's go on to the Syrian thing. You look a little bit happy, huh? All right. Amen. How are you, Scott? How are you doing on the back of this? You do all right. I like the way you dress this morning. You really look like a Kenya. Amen. I let your mama know that Scott is looking good in the church. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God give us 365 days. From not tomorrow, or the day after. Amen. Because if you want to count tomorrow, 366 days. Amen. So it's three things, very important. Three things, very important. For you guys that you get married, it's very, very important. Amen. You guys to think to get married is very, very important. Don't wait longer to go to the girl and say, I love you. Amen. Because if you leave it too long, you might be losing. Amen. You don't want to lose it. You want to get it straight away. Amen. You know, that's, I remember a man who said to me, Pastor Tony, I'm scared to ask her that she's going to say no. Well, the worst thing is she can say no. Amen. The rest, you know, is still there. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's think about 365 days. Number one, think. Think. Number two, looking around. Number three, take a possess. Amen. All right. Can you write in those three words? So you remember what I was talking about. So think, looking, and take a possess. Amen. All right. So when we're looking the life that God is creating us, God think. He think the whole universe. He think about you. He think what to make it into this universe. He created all the animal. And then they give in to a man and said, name them. Amen. Amen. So Adam, you know, he named all the animals on the world. You can imagine how busy this man was. Amen. But let me tell you, think, be careful what you're doing. Let me bring you across the story of Adam's wife. Adam's wife, you know, God told her, you be blessed woman, and you have a great thing. I created everything for you, but the one only thing, don't touch it, the tree of life. She knew. God told her, don't touch it. Because if you touch it, you will die. You know, in your mind, we have two things. They are the things of the Lord in your heart, in your life, are the things of the devil. Amen. Every morning, they knock it in your heart. Every morning, they knock it in your heart. The things from God, they knock it in your heart. And the things for the devil are not. It depends the way you open your heart. Amen. Amen. If you open the heart for the devil will be coming in and destroy your life and mess it up the 365 days. But if you open your heart from the Lord, he will come in and bless your life. Amen. Amen. They prosper you. They give you blessing to your life. Let me tell you the story of what happened. You know, the devil, he come and tried to divide in the Eve to tell her that the fruit of the tree, it is good. She knew that the fruit of the tree, it was not belong to her to touch it. She knew that. But because some people said, oh, you know, the devil is making me doing it. You know, the devil is working very hard. Amen. Particularly if you see that your heart is a little bit empty on one side. He pushes the rest on why, and they try to come in. So the devil working every day, every day, every day, until they went to Eve and said, look, give it a try and see how they're testing. And she took it, and she ate it. And not only that, it gave it to her husband. And she saw that the fruit was delicious. It was delicious. It was good. But what happened? It was not good. Amen? It was not good. So that's why you need to think before you do anything. Amen? Thinking about, tomorrow I'm going to Sydney, thinking about 3 million people on the harbor, where you're going to park the car. Amen? Think about. So thing is very, very important because God is creating us with a clear vision to think. Think who you're going to get married. Think where you're going to work. Think how you're going to get blessing. And when you got all the vision of God, the blessing, possess the blessing and get into action and work hard to receive it. That God is with you, not against you. Amen. Glory be to God. It's the same title, but they're not the same message from last year. Joseph, you hear that? Amen. Now let me give you another illustration. Amen. Let's, for example, think about if you know to make it close. You're making a nice soup. There are other people who do that. Amen. According to your knowledge, with a nice piece of material, you can do nice skirt, nice top. Or can wash the material and destroy it. Don't come good at all. Amen. It's according to your ability. For example, you can go to shop and buy some grocery, and with the same thing that you bought it, you're making, you got in your hand, you can make a nice dish, a delicious dish, or you can mess it up. Amen. When you're cooking, you burn it off. Yesterday, I was to do barbecue, and my wife said, "You already burned it." So, how already burned? I just put it in. Amen. You can waste in this thing. Amen. If you don't think, what are you doing? Hello? So I bless you have a good wife and she know how to cooking. Yeah. I wish my daughters would take it from her. Amen. Hallelujah. I always say, look at your mom, the way she cooking. Amen. She get a few things flour on the plant, and that's it. They're done. So then she put a little bit of things. They are really good. Amen. Somebody told me, how is she gonna do it when he cooking for the church? Well, asking the Holy Spirit, or she touch the Holy Spirit and cooking everything. Amen. Glory be to God. So with the little things, you can make a big thing. Amen. Just thinking about. With a beautiful thing, you can make it a beautiful thing. Or you can waste it, you can make it a mess up, or whatever you wanted to do. So the 360 days in your hands is up to you to make it these 360 days a blessing. Amen. Blessing. Amen. But if you want to waste it up, you can waste it up. But God give you think. Amen. He give you to think about. He don't tell you you wanted to do it, you can do it. You learn it the hard way. Amen. You don't like him. Okay. If Jesus lived on your life and the devil is disappear from you. Amen. If Jesus will leave it on your heart and the devil is coming to knock it on your heart, he will run away, because when he knock it on your heart that Jesus is in there, he will take it away and run as fast as possible, because Jesus will take control of your life. Every day the doors from God is come to your life, it is up to you where you open your door, where you're making it to do it. Let me tell you, many people say the devil will make me do it, but let me tell you something, the devil will make you do it only if you're letting me to do it. Only if you're letting me to do it. But the devil will tempt me. He will tempt you. But they will not permit you to go into sin. Tempting is not a sin. Jesus was a tempting. Amen. Jesus was a tempting more than one time and many, many times. So tempting is not a sin. Sin is when you act to let the devil to take possession of your heart. Hello. So you want a successful year of blessing your life. You want a successful year of marriage in your life. And let the Holy Spirit to live it in your home. Amen. And let Jesus to live it in your car. And let Jesus, when you go out, to come with you and bring Jesus or wherever you go, that he will be with you inside your heart. Amen. If you don't, in this 365 days ahead of you, you will cry. You will cry, because the Bible said if we let the devil to take control of our heart, if it's not today, tomorrow, we will cry. When the woman saw that the tree was good and produced good fruit, she saw there was a delicious to eat. And giving to her husband, and both of them, they fall into sin, and both of them, they've been separated from God. Amen. When the devil take control of your heart, actually they separated you from God's presence. They will. They're separating you from God's presence. If Jesus is in the place, let me tell you what happened with Eva in that moment. They gave up and took it, the tree fruit, and said there was delicious. They separated from God's presence. God came looking for them and said, Adam, Adam, where are you? He said, I hear your voice, but I can't see you. Because God will separate from you. God is loving the sinner by hiding the sin. Amen. You will hide the sin. So in this 365 days on front of us, we can stay away from the temptation of the devil. The wonderful thing is that we pray on the beginning of the year and we invite a God presence into our life. Not just into your life, into your family, into your children, into your grandchildren, and pray for them and asking God to bless your family, to bless your generation, because they will be bringing success into your life. When you think for better position on your for your work, for that, when you think and God illuminated you or give you wisdom, let it start and take it possess. Amen. And take it possess. When you take it possess, and you take it possess with God's presence, the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. You can tell the devil, stay back for me. Amen. Stay back from my wife, stay back from my children, stay back from my husband, stay back for me. And you have no place in my life, in my family life. Amen. You can tell the devil, stay back. Amen. But it's up to you. You needed to think about and you needed to act into the presence of the Lord. The Lord said to Abraham, he said, Abraham, looking to the left, looking to the right, looking to south, looking to the west. Abraham was looking and said, yes, I can see the land. And God said, I'll give it to you and to your generation to come. Amen. God is said, looking to the left, into the right, into the north, into the south. Whatever you see, I will give into you as for you, generation to come. Now, let me tell you something. God tell that to Abraham after he left his uncle Lot. You know that? You know the story that when they separated from the family, you know, the Lot saw the valley, the flat ground, or the beautiful green. He said, I'm taking this way. And Abraham took it another way. He said, until he's separated from the sin, God won't give you the vision of victory of your family and generation to come. They will not. Amen. But you know what happened to when the Lot wife, God visited them and said, leave this place, because this place is not for you. Leave it, don't look it back. Amen. You know the story? You remember the story? He said to Lot, get your wife, get your children, leave the place and no looking back, because Sodom and Gomorrah is the evil. Amen. And they was the evil things on that city. But she took off and she, before they go across the mountain, she turned around and looked back. What happened when looking back? Anybody tell me the story? What happened? Huh? She what? Soul of stone. She died. Sin will kill you. If it's not today, tomorrow, sin will kill you. Will separate you from God. Separation from God is death. Amen. It is death. Abraham, looking the right, the left, the front and the back, whatever you see, I will possess into you. Let me talk about a blessing. Amen. Blessing will come when you decide to be blessed. Let me give you another story. For example, we see the story of Jacob. You know the story of Jacob? You know the story of Jacob? You know the story? You know how many people know the story of Jacob very well? Amen. This poor young man, because he loved one girl, he's working 14 years. Amen. So, you know what happened? His uncle making him to work him for 70 years without a salary, without anything. And he loved this beautiful girl, and they married this girl, and his father, they gave me the wrong girl. Imagine Jacob when he saw the girl. He said, Lord, I'm taking this girl, but I want the other one. Amen. That's what happened. He ran to his uncle and said, what have you done to me? This is not the one I ask you to give it to me. Boy said, well, you know, the law in Africa said, you marry the old one first and the young one after. He said, this poor man is going to work another 70 years. Amen. When you want a blessing to your life, you left to work hard. So this man is 14 years working for this uncle. And God gave him a blessing. He said, well, Jacob, you've been working very hard. You're a nice boy. You've got a nice girl. So now I'm going to bless you for the rest of your life. You know? You know the story? Amen. God said to him, look, tell me what you want. He said, Lord, I wanted to have a salary for my wages. You know, I've been working for my uncle. My uncle is a very rich man. He don't give me anything. So I'm working for him. But what am I going to do with my family now? I got two wives. I got the children. You know, I needed to have some kind of wages here. And Lord said, okay, what do you want? You ask me what you want. He said, I want every lamb that born appropriate white thing that I can have it. He said, God is all blessed to you. And you know the story. And the sheep start to give a lamb, and they become rich and rich and rich and blessed. When Jacob left his uncle, he left with the double or seven times blessing. Amen. Seven times blessing. When he went back to his land, he went with the seven times blessing. How many people want to be blessed seven times? I want that. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. My wife didn't put the hands up. I don't know why. So I will talk to her when I go home. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, but they're not stopping it. You know, they're not stopping it. The devil will try to devoid this man. This man is taking two beautiful women on the way, you know, the camel and everything, the sheep and everything, and he's going to meet his brother. Amen. You know this story very well. He's going to meet his brother. Meet his brother is not a very good thing. See, you know what happened in this story? If you know this story, you know what I mean. When he meet his brother, he meet his really terrible thing, because his brother was going to kill him for what he'd done before. But when he saw his brother, nobody going to kill a brother, because the brother come from the same blood. Amen. The brother come from the same heart. Amen. When he saw his brother, he fallen down and blessing him with more blessing. But before the blessing come, you know the story. Jacob got to meet God. Amen. He left him meet God. He left the fussle with God. He left to change his name. He's no more his name is Jacob. His name is going to be Israel. From today on, you're going to be the father of the nation. You're going to be taking power at Israel until today is the blessed country on the world, because it's designed to the man who serve God. If you're one of the blessed, the year you come, you need to change the way you're doing. Amen. Glory be to God.